And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 4th of June, 2017. It was on this date in 1896, a young engineer, Henry Ford, completed the building and successfully tested his first experimental automobile, which he called the quadricycle. It was on four bicycle tires. He'd been working on it for 2 years out in the shed behind his house on Bagley Avenue in Detroit. It was all ready to test when he discovered it was too wide to go through the door of the workshop, so he had to take an axe to the doorframe and the bricks and open up the garage, and soon he was rolling down Grand River Avenue. Two-cycle, four-horsepower engine. It could go up to 20 miles per hour. It had two gears and no brakes, ran on ethanol. It was steered by a tiller. Was not much to look at, but the test drive was a success. The first Pulitzer Prizes were awarded on this day in 1917. And it was on this day in 1989, Chinese troops stormed Tiananmen Square in Beijing, cracking down on students conducting pro-democracy demonstrations. The troops approached the square with tanks in the late evening. Violence broke out around midnight, some people throwing rocks, Molotov cocktails, the troops responding with gunfire. Soldiers surrounded the perimeter. All the lights went out about 4 a.m. It was very quiet. The students decided to evacuate, and almost all of them survived. And that day, the famous photograph of a student staring down a tank was taken by a photographer for the Associated Press, Jeff Widener, a student who walked up to a tank, stood in its path, refusing to move, a picture that was printed around the world. Here's a poem for today by Twyla M. Hansen, For No Good Reason. As if you needed one, as if you could help it, for no good reason, a tune out of nowhere pops into your head when you least expect, riffs effortlessly in the folds of your cerebrum, your own private jukebox, your personal music device on random, minus the earbuds, drumming itself up to keep you company here, a little Janis Joplin while you vacuum cat hair. There, a John Denver line as you peel potatoes at the sink. How can others not hear it, this frequent, odd gift? Sometimes you forget and blurt the words to the chorus, which, after all, is all you can remember. Those take me home country roads, that feeling good was good enough for me, even conjuring the gas station in Colorado back where you, wearing those bell-bottoms and that paisley, were about to fill a tank of freedom into the blue VW bug when Carole King belted out, "And it's too late, baby, now it's too late, though we really did try to make it." And you couldn't move, couldn't quit sobbing to the steering wheel that would not console those blues or say what you had left to lose, wouldn't question why in hell you were going down that road where for no good reason you seemed to be heading. For No Good Reason, a poem by Twyla M. Hansen from Rock, Tree, Bird, published by the Backwaters Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.